Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Having listened to our debates the last few days, I think we can safely say that these have been constructive and that many important topics have been addressed. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Chair, wholeheartedly for organizing these sessions and inviting all the relevant speakers. We have been in very, very good hands, Mr. Chair. Having given some thoughts to the results of this meeting, my delegation would make the following remarks. First, my delegation would like to confirm that the Kingdom of the Netherlands considers that, in line with Article 3 of the Outer Space Treaty and Articles 2 and 3 of the Moon Agreement, outer space activities must be carried out in conformity with international law. Therefore, international law, including the UN Charter, IHL, and LOAC, are applicable in outer space. Second, it seems to the Kingdom of the Netherlands that the obligation of due regard, so clearly provided for in Article 9 of the Outer Space Treaty, is the core principle to adhere to for the reduction of threats in outer space. Many other principles of behavior flow from this obligation, such as the sharing of information and other TCBMs. However, what constitutes due regard is different for each situation, and therefore, my delegation would not be inclined to enter into an exercise of defining the scope of the obligation of due regard. We would have similar considerations with respect to other obligations already part of international space law. Third, and simultaneously, we consider that it is possible to develop further rules, in particular, rules that prohibit certain behavior. During this meeting, we have spoken at length about ASET tests and the unilateral declaration of the United States not to carry out any further destructive direct ascent ASET tests. This is an example of behavior, a prohibition of which may be explored. There may be other conducts or behaviors that could be prohibited for constituting irresponsible behavior. It would be preferable to ensure that such prohibitions are legally binding and will be accompanied by appropriate mechanisms for verification. However, these binding rules may need to develop over time, and we may therefore start with establishing best practices, norms, and guidelines, and we may take inspiration from the development of international environmental law. Finally, the Netherlands would also recall the importance of the peaceful settlement of disputes, and in that regard would echo the words of our distinguished colleague from Australia, also referenced to by Canada. My delegation would encourage all member states of the UN that have not yet done so to accept a compulsory jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice by issuing a declaration in Article 36, paragraph 2 of the statute, and to do so with as few reservations as possible. Finally, Mr. Chair, my delegation looks forward to the next session of this open-ended working group. We think we have made important progress during this session, and we're confident that we can continue to work in good spirits of cooperation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.